Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Go Get 'Em is a show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, Power Monday, baby. And today on this Power Monday, the 2nd of May, we are talking about buying it just because it's pretty. Just because it's pretty, it caught your eye. And when you really think about it, most things that we buy are because it caught our eye. Hey, that's nice. I've always wanted one of those. You ain't never even seen one of those or even thought about one of those. You might have heard somebody talking about one of those. But you see it. It looks nice. Got enough money for it. And you buy it. This is bigger than being a shopaholic, though. This is bigger than being a shopaholic because, you know, a shopaholic normally knows exactly what they want to buy as soon as they approach whatever it is that they're about to spend their money on. Shopaholics know what they're going to go out there and shop for. You know, that's why they call them shopaholics. They're not just spendaholics. You know, I've never even heard the term spendaholic before, but I think that there might be
a such thing as a spendaholic. Just, you know, that's, I guess that would be somebody who just can't keep a little money in their pocket. They got to go out and spend it. And if they want it, then they spend it, then they get it, and they want it, and they got it, and you can't do nothing about it. It's going to be okay. You got the money. You ain't going broke today. Well, I think we need to take a little special look into this whole concept, into this whole thing. So are you prone to doing it? You know, now that I brought it up, maybe you never really thought about this before, but are you prone to it? Are you prone to buying things just because it's pleasing to your eye? I mean, if that's the case, you don't have to be ashamed of it, because I think that there's a little... There's a little bit of that concept in all of us. Even the most frugal, the most practical of us probably practice this in some type of way. What the hell? Okay, there we go. What the hell? So what the hell? Yeah. Probably most of us do this in a way. Even when you go to buy food, you know, if it's a situation where you have to be served, your groceries in a grocery store. Like cold cuts, for example. When you look through the cold cut, and you know, if you're the type of person that buys cold cuts, you know, meats from the delicatessen, you look at all of the meats in there, you decide which one you want, and you probably decide on the one that looks the freshest to you, the one that looks the tastiest to you, the one that looks the most appealing to you. Why wouldn't you? Why would you shop any other type of way than getting exactly what you want? And that could be cold cuts. That could be like lamb chops, pork chops. I know. I normally tell the butcher, or whatever you might call them behind the meat counter, I'd be like, listen, if I'm buying lamb chops, for example, I haven't bought lamb chops in a while, but when I buy lamb chops, I tell them, like, no, give me the big ones. Don't give me the little baby lamb chops. Give me lamb chops. When I buy steak, I tell them, give me the steak with the bone in. Nah, don't give me none of that boneless stuff. I don't like boneless. You know, boneless means it means processed to me. So butchers especially understand this concept, because that's why they sometimes paint the meat. Yes, there's a such thing as painting the meat in a butcher shop to make it look like it's still fresh, and it ain't fresh. That meat may have been there for a week or two. But they know that you think that the redder it is, the fresher it is. The red is supposed to symbolize the blood of the meat, the blood coming out of the meat. So you figure the redder that it is, it probably is because they just sliced that thing. I heard the cow mooing in the back. I heard him, poor thing, moo. They was in the back mooing. That meat fresh as a daisy, baby. It's fresh as a baby. We gonna eat this at the drop of a dime, baby. So anyway, like I said, they know. What did I just do? Hold on, y'all. Did I just goof? I think I might have did. I did. Messed around and posted the same post twice. I was tripping. Hold on, let me get this right. All right, there we go. That's better. But anyway, like I said, they know that visually it has to look appealing to you, because the likelihood that you'll buy it and spend more money or extra money on it is higher when it looks good. That's why when you go buy like a car, they put the new car smell in there. That car ain't new. It's a used car. I'm talking about when you go buy a used car. They know that if it smells right and it's cleaned up, then all they have to do in order to make sure that that's right is make sure that they do any body work on it that needs to be done, and clean and detail the inside and they add that new car smell, and you like, yeah, they must not have ever drove this car. But you can see on the odometer, thing got 175,000 miles. Somebody was driving something. Well, yeah, they must have really taken care of this car. I want it. I'm buying it. I want it. All right, it works. What's going on? Stacy White, thanks for coming on through. Good to me, see me, some you. And Robbie Ming, big sis doing the thing, something like a queen for a king. And T. Carey, right morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And my brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore cat, no kid, chicks can't leave him alone. And I see my girl, Grits and Wavy and Grits. Yo, you know that she's a... What's going on, Mom? Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for stopping on by. All right. So as we proceed to give you what you need, buying something just because it's pretty. You ain't got to be ashamed of it, and you ain't got to lie like you don't do it. The thing is, sometimes this goes more than just talking about things. A lot of times this can go for people. Trophy wives, trophy husbands, trophy relationships. It ain't even about what you think looks so great. It's about what other people think looks really good. So you go along with it. Like, yeah, this girl is pretty. Everybody, all my boys and all of that going to be going crazy over her. So I got to keep her on the squad. You're not worried about her personality, her heart, her love, affection, her assistance to you, the communication between the two of y'all. You foregone all of that because you like, yo, shorty look good, shorty look nice. I'm going to get up and shorty, and that's twice I pay for it. I paid double. Shouldn't have done it. It wasn't nothing but trouble, but still, I was down like a submarine because she was gleaming just like brand new sneakers, just clean and white. I said the ass wasn't even tight, but I still stayed with her for a couple of nights, a couple of years, took a couple of beers. I had a couple of chairs for my friends, my peers, and yo. And that kept me all in the game, and I was spending money like it was going outside, going crazy and insane. But you got to pop bottles for somebody, right? Well, yeah, buying it just because it's pretty. And you know what? What made me make this a show is I put up a post on my page, on my Facebook page, and I asked the question, have you ever bought a bottle of liquor just because the bottle was pretty? And people was like, yeah, hell yeah. People who didn't even drink did it. I'm like, what? What? They said, yeah. Only a few people actually said no. But that lets you know how important beauty is to the beholder. How important beauty is as far as what they think status may be. Has a lot to do with it. You know, when you think about the physical beauty of something, or if you think about the status of it, people will pay top dollar for that. One thing that always raises my eyebrows when I hear how many people pay all of these millions of dollars for it are celebrity or sports memorabilia. Yeah, sometimes when you hear about how much people have paid for this stuff in auctions and things like that, it'll have your head spinning like, this is crazy. Why would you pay this much money for this? You know, trading cards. Now, if you're into sports, you can say, well, we're not buying trading cards because it's pretty or it's beautiful. We're buying it because it has value. It has value of a memory of, you know what I mean? In other words, it's hard to really explain. But I'll say this. The better the shape, the more pristine condition that the card is in, adds to the monetary value that you'll have to spend for it. If the card is messed up, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's Ty Cobb's rookie card. It's messed up. Anybody can get a messed up card, but when that thing looks like you never had it in a stack of cards, when it looks like you just bought it today and that thing is from like 1940, yeah, $1 million, that kind of thing. Matter of fact, let's look it up. Let's see how much people, the insane things, insane prices that people have paid for a pristine condition trading card. The most money that has ever been paid for a sports trading card. Whoa.
The current record price is the $6.606 million United States dollars paid for a 1909 Honus Wagner baseball card, breaking all previous records.
If y'all missed that, that's it. This is a list of the highest known prices paid for sports cards. The current record price is $6.06 million paid for a 1909 Honus Wagner baseball card, breaking all previous records. A 1909 baseball card. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I don't even know who Honus Wagner is. Never heard of that. I don't go back that far. I don't go back that far when it comes to baseball. I think the farthest I can go back is the Negro League. No. Yeah, the Negro League with... Of course, Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, cats like that. The Negro League, Satchel Paige, Josh Gibson, and all of those super spectacular baseball players. But in 1909, a trading card wouldn't even cost you a penny. For a penny, you could probably get 10 packs of them. That's how much inflation has impacted our society. We don't even know what a penny sale is anymore. I don't even know if at the casinos they used to have penny slots. Any of my gamblers out there know what I'm talking about. I don't know if they have them anymore. Ansel Jones says, I have sports cards from the late 80s and early 90s. Yeah. And if you kept them in really good condition, you know, you might have like an Allen Iverson. Let's see. Yeah, you might have like an Allen Iverson card. And if you kept it in really good condition, it's probably worth a couple of $100s. But as time goes on, and if you keep it in that good condition, it'll be worth more and more and more. But it's going to be worth more because you kept it in good condition. If you mess it up, if there are any creases in it, if it looks, if, you know, if the color has come off of it and all that kind of stuff, it's not going to be worth nothing. It ain't going to be worth nothing. So it's pretty. And people are going to buy it. 6.06 million. I don't even know if that's an investment. I guess it is because you paid. I don't know if that's an investment. Because if you've paid that much money and broke all records, that means there's only one way to go from there, and that's down. Is somebody going to come and buy that Honus Honus Wagner card off of you for $7 million, $8 million? I don't know. Best believe that card was in pristine condition, like this was 1909 itself. So that's what we're talking about today, 113 years later, Honus Wagner. That's what we're talking about today on the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show. Buying it because it's pretty. Have you ever, well, most of us probably choose the mate that we're with, our boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, lovers, husbands, side chicks, based on how they look. Is it worth it? If I'm gonna pursue a future with this person, they need to look good. I ain't spending all my money on no mud duck. All my money. I'm buying it because it's pretty. And how many of us have been in relationships that weren't very redeeming? How many of us have been in relationships where we couldn't talk to our partner, where they didn't seem to care about what we had going on, where all they cared about was what they had going on? How many times have we been with people that were good looking, but it didn't seem like they had a lot going on up here? How many times? You know, you've done it. I've done it. We may not have done it for the same amount of time, for the same length of time, but we did it. The looks of something will hold you down until you smarten up. Think about it. The looks of something will hold it down for you until you smarten up and say, listen, this ain't worth it. When you go buy a new car, you buy a new car because it looks good. It looks good. When you go buy a house, not just any old house, it's an emotional investment. One that you're gonna be paying for 30 years if you have a mortgage. So you're gonna pick one that you think looks good. This is the best house on the block. Doesn't care what block it is. Might be a block full of abandoned buildings. Well, this is the best one on the block. This thing is right. This one right here. So, yeah. Buying it because it's pretty. It's not an uncommon thing. It's more common. It's a regular thing. I would say this happens probably in the 90th percentile of the time. The only time we don't buy the thing that's the prettiest is when we can't afford to. Even a lot of times the most practical things that we buy. Are the prettiest ones. Cell phones. You don't want no ugly ass cell phone. You know, you've heard people talk bad about their phones. It's this old bulky phone. It's all heavy. I don't like the screen on it. It's ugly. You don't want no ugly phone. You got your phone with you all day. You want a phone that's nice. Nice. See or no? See. See. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill. Thanks for coming on through, my brother Pharrell. Good to see you here. Yeah, that's Pharrell. And so Jones says, souvenirs on vacation. Yep. Little pretty ass trinkets. You know, you have somebody bring you something from, bring you a souvenir from somewhere they went. And they don't even know what it is. You don't even know what it is. Crystals, rocks. You know, you don't know. I remember my stepmom when her and my dad went to Israel to see my sister. She brought me back a hookah. This is before hookahs got popular. This is like 2007, maybe it was 2008. She brought me back a hookah. That was like a hookah. I'm like, it looked like an elaborate pipe. I was like, well, what is it? She was like, you know what it is. Because she thought I smoked weed. I was like, I ain't smoke no damn weed. I drank. I ain't smoke no weed. But look, you can't always be right about people. People can't always be right about you. But one thing is for sure. We normally like the pretty things, and we'll pay some money for the pretty things. Pretty things. That's why when the attempt to sell something that isn't that good looking seems to work, it doesn't seem to work for a long time now, does it? If any of y'all have a chance, go online and look up Golden Goose Golden Goose sneakers. Them shits ugly as hell. I don't think they're going to last very long. They're not pretty. They look worn, dirty, scuffed up already. It's a gimmick. You know, that they ain't pretty. They ain't pretty. So it's a fad. People like expensive things. And expensive things seem to make things pretty in a person's mind. No? No. Expensive things seem to make things pretty in a person's mind. Pretty equals expensive. Expensive equals pretty, even when it's not. It's mental. Well, if it costs a lot, it must be the best. It holds value. Enzo Jones says the cow didn't make it over the moon. Not when it's steak time, baby. Narcil says, today I turned down getting something from the deli because they wouldn't slice the meat to my liking. He wouldn't make it look pretty. It wasn't pretty. And a situation like that could have got ugly. Okay. And so Joe says, sneakerheads buy shoes for thousands of dollars. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Used. Not new. Used. Used sneaker. Yo, I will never be a sneakerhead or wear that sneakerhead title because of that. I'm not buying no shoes that another man wore. No way. They say, you'll never walk a mile in my shoes. I won't take two steps in them. No way. Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. Let me see. Christian Wavy says, unfortunately, I purchase random things because they're pretty. I've calmed down a lot, though. I understand. But yeah, like that post I put up about the bottle of liquor, people buying it just because it's pretty. Like, what? A lot of people said they don't even drink. One person said that they poured the liquor out and kept the bottle. That reminds me of when I was in college. I had a friend that used to collect bottles of liquor. But we would definitely drink them. But he would keep the bottles. It was like a memorabilia. It was like a memorandum, a memorial of all of the liquors that all of the drinks that he's tried. That's college shit. That's 21, 22 year old type shit. Because he had a lot of, you know, he was damn near, you know, 100 bottles of beer on the wall, 100 bottles of beer, yeah, something like that. He was going for it. I wonder when he graduated how he got that stuff home. It's not easy. That's not an easy thing to transport. Like, yo, you broke my 1992 Absolute Citron. Oh, no. We got to go to the liquor store. Robbie Ming says, I have bought items that looked expensive but wasn't. Bought it on looks. That's what that says to me. Like, it looked like it costs a lot of money, but it don't. But it's shining. Remember on what was it? Friday part two. Next Friday, when he kept saying, yeah, you know, my wheels, you know, on 20s. And, you know, I pulled up in them 20s, and they, everybody kept saying they not 20s. They not 20s, but they, you know. You keep them clean, though. I keep them clean, though. 10 inches. Now, those ain't 20. But you keep them clean, though. Richard Wavy says, $500 gym shoes. Yikes. Oh, you looked them up? They ugly. They are ugly. Golden Goose. I was messing around on eBay. That's when I got put onto the Golden Goose. I was like, what y'all showing me these for? And you know that if any of y'all whoever shop on eBay, you know that once you click one thing on eBay, by the way, eBay is owned by Google through the math. So as soon as you click on it, that's what's going to be on your home page until you finally click on something to phase it out. It took me a while to get them Golden Gooses off my page. I was like, look, man. They gotta go. Stacey White talking about some liquor bottles do look pretty. I guess they do. 100 bottles of beer on the wall. 100 bottles of beer. Cal here? Cal Chamberlain, my friend. Yeah, she's mi favorita. Thanks for coming through. Good to see ya. Prison Wavy says, like people used to keep Crown Royal back. They sure did. I did not. Listen, do you know how long it took for me to actually see the bottle of Crown Royal? The bottle, like, I saw them little purple bags. People used, in the back of the 80s, I used to see them all the time. I didn't know they did that other places, too. But it was a nice little pretty, it was kind of a pretty little pouch, right? You know what I mean? Yellow velvet. It was pretty. It was pretty. Yep. Grizzly Wavy says, yes, I looked up those Golden Goose shoes. I mean, my niece got a pair. When I saw them on her feet, I was like, yo, Nick, how much you pay for those sneakers? He was like, $450. I was like, you know what? Can't tell her nothing. She was rocking them things like they was fly. Get them ugly ass sneakers off your feet, like. Is that what you doing, Mike? You tripping ugly ass girl. You're disgracing this family. She disgraced the family. That is what I call me a disgrace. Cal Chamberlain says, I still have Crown Royal bags.
Make it stop. Make it. Listen, I'm talking. Make it stop. Please. Make it stop. Please.
Okay. And so John says, I got into a lot of arguments because of people shipping things overseas. They don't think it's going to break on a boat. Sometimes if you want things right, you got to do it yourself, but you can't, you know. Anyway, it's free shipping if you're in the military, right? All right. Now, where this gets really complicated is that, like I was talking a little bit before, people hang around people, spend money on people, try to gain favor with people off of looks. It looks pretty. You look good on my arm. You've heard men say it. Yo, she look good on my arm. And don't get it twisted, because females do it too. And I'm going to show you how some of them do it. And so, Norris and any other man that's listening, have you ever been invited to a cookout, to a wedding, to a dinner, to a function, to a fundraiser, and you knew it was because she wanted to be with somebody that was handsome? Sometimes they had a whole boyfriend and they did not ask them to go. It could have been because you look better. It could have been because you look better and you would know how to conduct yourself. Whatever the case may be, she knew that you would dress right, show out right, act right, portray right, answer questions right, and be the trophy that she asked you to be. And your dumbass probably did it. Oh yeah, all right. I know I did it. I went to a wedding with my ex, and she was all the way ex. We was exes. We was all the way ex. I know she was dating. I don't know what was going on with it, but her sister got married. I knew her whole family. Well, I think I did. And she was like, you know, my sister get married. Can you go to the wedding with me? And I was like, we were still cool. So I said, all right, I'll go. Well, what the heck? But I knew what that was about. And you know what was funny? All the family knew we wasn't together no more. They knew we wasn't even trying to get back together no more. But they all played their part. Like, hey, oh, what's going on? Good to see you. Hey, I'm like, I knew what it was about. Man, that was crazy. But hell, sometimes you just gotta sit back and play your part. Shanice Brown, Brown, what's going on? Good to see me, some of you. I'm not sure if I've seen you over here on the YouTube side, but it sure is good to see you. You know what I mean? From the other side, from the Facebook side. We don't need Facebook. We got the YouTube. Thanks for coming through. You are a sight for sore eyes. That's what I'm talking about. T. Carey Wright says, I've seen that happen. You know it happens. You know it happens. Women do it all the time. Like, listen, my boyfriend, he look all right, but he ain't going to dress right. He ain't going to act right. He ain't going to show right. I got to go for the prettier one. I should have made her pay me. I didn't realize later how I had been used. Used. Anyway, buying it just because it's pretty. You know how many people have stayed in abusive relationships, male and female, just because they didn't want to let somebody go that was pleasing to the eye? How many excuses have you heard from people that were in toxic type relationships? And you knew the real reason, like, that nigga putting up with all kinds of shit. Look, she cheat on the nigga. She diss the nigga. She don't know how to talk to nobody. She don't cook for him, clean for him. That baby don't even look like his. It don't even look like it's his, yo. Yo, he got himself a real one. He got himself a Jada Pinkett Smith. Ha! Jada Pinkett Smith, even though I don't think Jada Pinkett Smith. She a little too skinny, bro. Jada Pinkett Smith. Hey, yo, everybody, yo, thinks that she look good. Yo, including a man. That's his brand. And that's the kind of woman for him. She got him all wrapped up in STEM. Well, he sprung. He sprung. Yo, he. But anyway, Norris Hill says, I can't say I've been in a I am candy situation. I've had a couple, though. Listen, when the choices are going to get made, and you might be part of somebody else's choice that you had no knowledge of. But I'm just saying all of this to say that men aren't the only ones who do it. Women do it, too. It's prom time, right? The kids, you know, the class of 2022, the high school kids are graduating. They're going on their proms, right? Some of these girls out here didn't have a prom date. You don't see their parents asking somebody's cousin, somebody's son, somebody from around the way or whatever. You don't see them asking nobody that's ugly to go in their prom with them. Not happening. Not happening. Not happening. Y'all know it's true. There's plenty of, there are plenty of people out here. Plenty of girls out here want to go to the prom, but they ain't had no date. So they mom found them a date. One of their co-workers' sons. Well, you remember such and such, you know, he can go with you. And what they all for the what? Them pictures. You got to make sure them prom pictures are memorable. You got to make sure you look back on them prom pictures and be like, yeah, oh, what a night. It don't matter how legit their relationship was. You don't want your daughter getting pumped on prom night anyway. Unretouched photos. I don't know if they even still have that in digital camera age. But remember, you used to get the rough copies of the prom pictures. Unretouched. They used to say it right there in gray letters down the bottom. Or right X-ing through. Unretouched photo. Like, and you can't use this photo. You got to pay for the ones that you gonna be able to use. Like these unretouched ones, they ain't got that gloss on them. They ain't got that high resolution. Stacey White says that's embarrassing. Shoot. Not according to the pictures, it wasn't. Everybody outside for them prom send-off. Well, just the phones now. But you still got the shutter noise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's pretty. So, you may have paid for the prom date. You may have paid for his whole outfit. And you know, nowadays, he going to have on some expensive sneakers with a skinny suit on. You know what I mean? Shark skin suit, some old crazy seersucker looking suit. Yeah, whatever. You know, you're going to be able to see your socks. Skinny suit, man. Yeah. Anyway. He'll look all right from like the waist up, chest up. You know what I mean? But anyway, she or he may have to pay for that prom date to go on the prom. Because he wasn't going. He might not even be a senior. He might be out of high school. You know what I mean? He's 19, 20 years old. All right, yeah, just take my daughter to the prom. I'm going to pay for everything. I'll pay for your outfit. I'll pay for the photos. I'll pay for the car rental. I pay for everything. Just make sure that my daughter looks beautiful on a prom night, last social gathering for your class of the year, 2022. Yeah, cheer. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We got to get on the pot here. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. May 2nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Oh, hold on. I got to refresh this because this is from yesterday. Yesterday. All our troubles seem so far away. Okay. All right. Number one out the box. Amber Sipple, happy birthday to you. And Loveth Queen. Oh, by the way, Amber Sipple is turning 41 years old today. And Erica Bowman, happy birthday to you. And go get her, my girl Yvette Moore, happy birthday to you. And Laura Ames, turning 57 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, Nicole Blount. Nicole Blount, I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. audience. May 2nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, we'll buy it if it's pretty. Maybe we didn't spend as much as the next man, but we know that whatever we buy, whatever we get, whatever we spend, we know that we can expect it to look better than other people's, even if we're not in competition. But still, it's a rendition of something that we've seen before that pleased our eyes, and we're going to do it again. It's okay, guys. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-Emism Show. Me about to get on about it here. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like a boss. Like a boss. All right. So. You make me so. All right, Blog Talk, let me get you on the body here.